assessment process over this series and the East Coast, what are you looking for of these players? What are you asking them to show you to make this team?
Well, the first thing is that they really want to play for the Bulldogs. That's the one. We're also looking for players that skate well, that push the pace, and compete, and also players that can think again.
When you say you want players who want to play for the Bulldogs, does that mean that they don't have aspirations of going to another club team, or that they truly want to be here? What does that mean?
Well, we have some guys that are already signed with us on two ways, AHL East Coast League, and we have some players that are here on tryouts. So these players are here to make an impact, make a statement for themselves. And already we've seen some of them, we've noticed some of them, and now we want to see them in real competition. It's one thing to scrimmage with the guys from the same organization, but to be in real competition, we'll either bring out the best of them, or we'll really show us if they can do the job or not.
I'm curious, for a guy like Nygren, who started the season here last year and then is now back with you guys this year, do you expect to see anything different from him? And are you guys doing anything just to kind of acclimate him to life in Hamilton and how it's a little different over on this end? Or?
Well, this year's a new year. For him, he's a year older. He's got more experience now, and he knows what to expect here in Hamilton. He knows the coaching staff and some of his teammates. And I'm sure that Magnus is disappointed that he's that was cut from main camp in Montreal. But his goal is to play in the NHL. He's here in North America now, and his goal is our goal. We want him to be a very good player for our club here in Hamilton, and we want him to move up. We want him to get better, and that's what we're going to do with him.
And what about life in the city in general? I mean, for those guys that are coming over, might not just be used to North America. I mean, is there anything that you guys do as a team, or?
Well, it's something that we've talked over the summer, and we're going to do our best to make the acclimation as best as we can for them. And like I said, he knows what to expect, and the other young guys that are coming in, will be the same. We're going to help them find places and. Show them around a little bit. We didn't have, we've had a nutritionist for a couple of years now, and she's going to come again and kind of show them, especially some of the young guys that have never been in apartments on their own or always live with billets or in college, eating in the cafeterias and stuff. She's going to be there to help them out, going grocery shopping and stuff like that.
That said, did you talk to Magnus specifically? Because some of the things he said when he left were less than complimentary. Did you speak to him specifically about those things?
No, and the article that came out, didn't really pay too much attention to that. I know that he was disappointed when he left last year, and he was homesick, and this year's a new season. And for me, the one thing that I told Magnus is that we start from a clean slate. There's no grudges or anything that was said was probably take out of context or the translation. It was lost in translation. I don't know, but for me, it's not important. The important factor is that he's here now, and we want to make him a better hockey player, and we want him to move on to the NHL.
It's not a secret that you guys, for the last few years, have struggled to score goals.
Yeah.
Why is that going to be different this year?
Well, we feel very strongly that some of the veterans that we had, and some of the young guys coming in, and some of the experience that guys that were here last year, the last 2 years, will benefit, and we feel that we're going to have a better team all around, and very strong in goaltending position and on defense. So we're, like I said, very motivated and very excited for the season to start.
In terms of training, when you get to the East Coast, is there anything in particular that you're focusing on?
We're going to still work on our systems. We're going to still work, with the things that we worked on, at start of training camp. Obviously, when the last few days of training camp, we scrimmaged, we're still evaluating players. We are still evaluating players, as we speak. And but we're going to keep moving forward with, the systems and the special teams also.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.